I met Laura Burby the beginning of our freshman year at Western New England University, and we started dating. As our relationship grew, I learned more about her diabetes, and I learned what to do in certain scary situations. She's independent when it comes to her diabetes, but it could be a life-saving measure to be a caretaker when needed. Laura developed diabetes when she was 7. It changed her life. From that day on, everything was different. Laura uses a blood glucose monitor to check her blood sugar before meals and in the morning and at night. She has to draw blood from herself 6 times a day at least, from her finger or her arm, and set the blood on a test strip which is located in the monitor. Then she finds out if her number is too low or too high. An excellent number is infrequent. When it's too high, she gives herself insulin through a device attached to her at all times. When it's too low, she eats carb-filled foods such as granola bars and juice boxes. One morning before class, I found Laura completely unresponsive. She could barely sit up. I was terrified. I almost lost it, forgetting everything I'd ever learned. But the look on her face and the condition she was in sparked a memory, and the first thing that came to mind was carbs. I fed her 2 cereal bars in a juice box, hoping the state would soon stop. When she snapped out of it, I was relieved. The knots in my stomach unwound, and I knew she was okay. I then realized the seriousness of this disease. It's frightening. I was afraid I almost lost her. If you're close to someone with diabetes, you must always be ready for an emergency. When we were visiting Splish Splash, a water park on Long Island, Laura forgot to take off her insulin pump and jumped in the water. Later, she realized it was malfunctioning because it was submerged in water. This time, I was ready. With her blood sugar rising and no insulin entering her body, we needed to get home and fast. 45 minutes from her house, I rushed her to the car and sped off, swerving between lanes. I had only one thing in my mind: get her home now. When we arrived, she filled a syringe with insulin and immediately injected it into her leg. Again, I got a taste of what she goes through. Complications like these often occur for Laura. Her college classes can conflict with managing her diabetes. To her, academic success is extremely important. But her diabetes issues, they're inevitable. There's no escaping them. She's a fighter. For her, it's about staying on top of her work while managing her diabetes. Being there for Laura and helping her in tough situations reminds me of how precious life really is. It's a daily lesson in appreciating how valuable and fragile it could be. I'll always be there to help her, but helping her has never made me feel like the hero. She's the hero. She's my hero.